This is Passport to Texas. Aldo Leopold, widely accepted as the father of wildlife and habitat management in America, outlined five types of habitat management practices used to restore and maintain habitat.
And those involve the axe, cow, plow, fire, and gun.
WMA Facilities Coordinator Dennis Gissel says these tools have served Texas well on WMA sites and explains what they are and how they work together to support healthy ecosystems.
The axe actually conveys to the use of mechanized equipment as well as chainsaws and loppers that we use to remove invasive species of vegetation. Cows are used for grazing, and grazing helps to stimulate production of forbs and browse. The plow is used to plant food plots when it's necessary to help wildlife survive winters and long summers. Fire is used to restore habitat and to stimulate the growth, once again, of forbs and browse. And, of course, hunting is good to control and manage wildlife populations.
A $48 annual public hunting permit or a $12 limited public use permit can provide access to WMAs all year. Learn the difference between the permits at the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is celebrating 75 years of funding diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.